We're less than 2 weeks away from the spookiest night on the calendar. This begs the annual highly anticipated question. Will neighborhoods in the Tri-Cities be allowed to set off fireworks on Halloween? This year's answer is currently on hold by a number of communities as officials are waiting on the weather forecast and ground conditions to determine the fire danger rating ahead of October 31st. It appears most municipalities have set Wednesday, October 26th as their deadline to make the final call, including Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody. It's been quite a summer, obviously, and we're taking the current extreme fire danger rating very seriously, Coquitlam Assistant Fire Chief Bob Hiltjes told the Tri-City News today, October 20. Thankfully, we've got the rain coming and that's what we've been waiting for. Hiltjes reminds local residents that, for most of the region, the fire danger rating is currently extreme, meaning there's a greater risk of a forest fire as even the smallest of sparks can ignite a big blaze. Conditions are still tinder dry, but rain and cooler temperatures are predicted to cover the Tri-Cities every day up until October 26. Environment Canada is forecasting periods of rain tomorrow morning, October 21, mixed with local smoke and 20 km per hour westerly winds. The mercury is expected to reach highs between 10 and 15 C, and lows around 5 C during the final full week of October. An air quality advisory is still in effect for the region by the Metro Vancouver Regional District, MVRD, including the Northeast, which consists of the Tri-Cities. Wildfire smoke from Chilliwack, Harrison Lake and Washington State are producing high concentrations of fine particulate matter, causing smoggy conditions and poor air quality in some sections. Environment Canada's forecast for the Tri-Cities the week of October 20, 2022. By Environment Canada, the drier than normal conditions this fall have lit several wildfires in the Tri-Cities, including a 14-hectare blaze in Minnetonka Regional Park. Though under control, it's still being tackled by fire crews and volunteers, as of this publication. It began October 1 and is suspected to be human-caused, but the source won't be determined until an investigation begins when the flames are completely extinguished. Obtaining a fireworks permit in Coquitlam, and like bylaws in other cities, it's illegal to buy or sell fireworks and setting them off requires a permit that must be submitted to the city not later than 72 hours in advance. If the process opens in time for local residents to add fireworks to their Halloween celebration, the city lists the following criteria to earn a permit. Must be 19 years or older. Plan to keep spectators at a safe distance from the location where the fireworks are being set off. Ensure protection for public and private property. Have proper fire extinguishing equipment available. Fines between $250 and $1,000 could be issued by bylaw enforcement, RCMP and fire rescue officials if caught setting off fireworks illegally. Coquitlam spokesperson Kathleen Vincent told the Tri-City News each division is set to increase patrols in the days leading up to Halloween to ensure public safety and keep an eye out for any violators. If you see someone setting off fireworks illegally, you're encouraged to contact your municipal hall. Anmore, Belcarra, Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Port Moody. The Tri-City News will provide an updated story next week when final decisions are made by all regional communities.